Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Kyle Docker with the Dockery Docket. We are here with our very 136th episode of the Dockery Docket. I'm excited to be here, and I hope that you are excited to be here as well. And if you are excited to be here as well, make sure to go down below, hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, so then you never miss one of my videos. Oh, great. Here we go again. Another impeachment case. But this time, it's not for Donald Trump, it's for Joe Biden. Now, I will say that I have too much experience when it comes to impeachments and impeachment investigations. As when I first started this channel, the first Trump impeachment was happening. I believe my very third episode talked about Trump's first impeachment, and that was before I made these awesome thumbnails. So I think I know what I'm talking about when it comes to impeachments. I know a thing or two because I have seen an impeachment or two. Now, as of right now, the House isn't going to vote to impeach Joe Biden yet. Right now, they are looking into the evidence to see if there is a case for Joe Biden to be impeached. This is what they call an impeachment inquiry. Not an impeachment yet, but a look at the evidence. Now, I know you're thinking, what on earth could Joe Biden be impeached for? He is as clean as the driven snow. The only thing bad he has ever done is not get chocolate chip ice cream. The question that is being asked right now by everyone is there evidence for this? And why is Joe Biden being impeached? Why are the House Republicans doing this to Joe Biden? Well, the simple answer to why Joe Biden is going through this process is because of his cracked out son, Hunter Biden. As there are many allegations that Joe Biden deceived the American people regarding his son's controversial actions abroad. In this situation, the Republicans believe that Joe Biden knew what Hunter Biden was doing. Hunter Biden was going around the world. He was going to Ukraine and other countries and getting bags of cash, and then he was coming back home and giving 10% to the big guy, aka Joe Biden. And then Joe Biden allegedly accepted this money, making him rich. If this is true, it would make both Hunter and Joe Biden rich, and also very corrupt. Joe Biden has claimed multiple times that he never knew about his son's dealings, or that he never profited off of his son. However, now that there is an impeachment inquiry going on, the Republicans can dig deeper into what Joe Biden was actually saying behind the scenes. And we already have one WhatsApp message from Hunter Biden to a Chinese executive which claims, "And Z, if I get a call or text from anyone involved in this other than you, I will make certain that between the man sitting next to me and every person he knows and my ability to forever hold a grudge, that you will regret not following my direction. I am sitting here waiting for you to call me with my father." Who's Hunter Biden's father? Joe Biden. If this chat is true and Joe Biden was sitting with his son, then it means that Joe Biden has been lying this entire time, and it would show that Joe Biden is bought by other nations, and he is accepting bribe money, which is illegal. Along with that, House Republicans have made a list of demands, including Joe Biden's involvement with Hunter Biden, and also Joe Biden's brother, James Biden, who was also profiting off the fact that his brother just so happened to be a senator or the vice president of the United States. There is evidence to believe that Joe Biden was profiting off of this behavior. This year, the Oversight Committee looked into the Biden's bank account and found out that Hunter Biden and his business associates in Russia, Kazakhstan, and Ukraine brought in at least $20 million. The reward for these oligarchs giving Hunter and Joe Biden money was that they got to go out to dinner with the then vice president himself. As this was made clear by photos of both Hunter and Joe Biden together with these oligarchs at a restaurant called the Cafe Milano. Did Joe Biden get any of the oligarchs' money? Well, according to Joe Biden's text messages, he gave 10% to the big guy, which we will assume is Joe Biden. So yes, it looks like Joe Biden was getting this money. This is why House Republicans want to look into Joe Biden's bank account, so they can see if Joe Biden accepted any of this foreign money. Along with that, the owner of Burisma Holdings has come out and allegedly told a FBI informant that he was coerced into paying $10 million in bribes to the Bidens in exchange for the VP helping in ousting Prosecutor General Viktor Shokin. This was that famous video of Joe Biden in an interview bragging about not giving Ukraine money until they fired the prosecutor. Remember this video?
I remember going over convincing our team, our others, to convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. Said, "No," I said, "I'm not going to, or we're not going to give you the $1 billion." They said, "You have no authority. You're not the president." The president said, "I said, call him." I said, "I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion." I said, "You're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here." And I think it was about 6 hours. I looked. I said, "I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money." Well, son of a bitch, got fired, and they put in place someone who was solid.
This business leader also claimed that he has 15 audio recordings of Hunter Biden and incriminating financial records. If Joe Biden is on that recording or on those financial records, it could be a smoking gun for this impeachment. Along with that, when Joe Biden was VP, he used a fake name to email people, and there is a paper trail of 5,400 written records. And on some of those emails with Joe Biden using a fake name, it CC'd Hunter Biden in 10 different emails. What did those emails say? Was Joe Biden using a secret name to protect himself as VP, or was it to cover up his dealings with his son Hunter? So it looks like Republicans are going into this with at least some evidence. There is definitely a possibility that Joe Biden and his son, Hunter Biden, were working together to get money from overseas. They had shell companies. Hunter Biden had a job that he had no qualifications for, and he only got it because his last name was Biden. However, the Democrats have a plan to make sure that all of this will just go away. And that is for the White House to pressure the news outlets to claim that the impeachment inquiry has no evidence at all. Now, I know what you're thinking, Kyle, that's some crazy, stupid, right-wing conspiracy theory. The government would never tell news outlets to purposely block a story. They would only do that behind closed doors. Nope, they did it right out in the open, as the Joe Biden White House released a memo to the public. Now, originally, this memo was sent to different news outlets like CNN, the New York Times, and Fox News, but then later it was sent to a White House press list. The memo claims that it's time for the media to ramp up its scrutiny of House Republicans for opening an impeachment inquiry based on lies. Along with that, it said, for years, Republicans in Congress have tried to muddy the waters by attacking media coverage of their allegations. And as they choose to move forward with this impeachment, it is the responsibility of the independent press to treat their claims with the appropriate scrutiny. Covering impeachment as a process story, Republicans say X, but the White House says Y, is a disservice to the American public who relies on the independent press to hold those in power accountable. So the White House is literally now telling the free press what to do. That sounds a lot like anti-free speech to me. Here is the media following along with the White House orders.
Speaker Kevin McCarthy launched a formal impeachment inquiry based on no evidence into President Joe Biden.
And Republicans, Jonathan, have failed to produce any evidence.
There's no direct connection yet.
We don't have any evidence of that at all.
Well, they haven't come across any new evidence.
There is absolutely no evidence.
There's no evidence here.
There is no evidence.
Whether they know there's evidence or not.
The president never discussed business with his son.
Nothing has come out of there.
There's nothing here. Devin Archer said, no, President Biden was never involved. Is there any evidence that President Biden took a bribe or that President Biden used his influence to benefit his son Hunter at all?
There isn't. There's no evidence.
So we've established that there's no evidence right now.
Now, let's just imagine how much the left's heads would have exploded if back when Trump was impeached for the first time, he told the media to say to the people what he wanted. They would say that he is anti-democratic. They would say that he was threatening to destroy our very democracy and the freedom of the press. Oh man, we have to protect the press. The hypocrisy is immense, and the Democrats are starting to feel how we Republicans felt when Trump was first impeached. Democrats will claim, well, there's no evidence. This is all political. Why don't they like Joe Biden? He's just an old, innocent man. The difference with Trump's impeachments and Joe Biden's impeachment is that Joe Biden has the media on his side. Donald Trump didn't have that. All that he had was Fox News. Because when Trump was impeached, the media would have Adam Schiff on, and he would claim that he had a smoking gun. They knew that Trump was working with the Russians to steal the 2016 election. The media, except for Fox News, never scrutinized this impeachment process. No one from the Trump White House wrote a memo saying, don't talk about this or that. It was a free-for-all. People could go on TV and claim that Trump was a criminal traitor and not even back it up with evidence. I bet there are still people to this day that think that Donald Trump was a Russian agent or he purposely blocked money to Ukraine to get dirt on Joe Biden. Now, I will say that the media is lying when they say that the Republicans don't have any evidence on this impeachment, as I have already mentioned a few things that could be incriminating down the road. So I believe that the Republicans were right in opening up this inquiry, but if there isn't enough evidence, there should not be a vote of impeachment. Just like with the Trump case, I want to see the evidence. I want to see the smoking gun, and if there isn't any evidence, then it should be dropped. And there shouldn't be an impeachment vote. It just wouldn't make sense if there was no evidence. The problem with impeachment in this day and age is that it has become political. It was political for Trump's first and second impeachment, and now Republicans are using it as well. I believe that Joe Biden did do something wrong. However, I do think that the Republicans have a political motive behind this. You impeach our guy, we'll impeach your guy, is apparently the new rule. This has made the process of impeachment seem weak. Back in the day with Andrew Johnson or Richard Nixon, impeachment was a big deal, and it really hurt the president. It was controversial, and presidents despised it. But with the whole Clinton impeachment scandal and also Trump's impeachment scandals, now when a president gets impeached, they kind of just shrug it off and say, oh well. Now this may be because of a split House and a split Senate, but still impeachment should be taken seriously. I don't believe that Trump's impeachments were serious, and if the Republicans don't take this impeachment seriously, then I won't support it either. And I know, I'm a conservative, I should be supporting this, I should be saying yes, get Joe Biden, impeach him, but if there's no evidence, there shouldn't be an impeachment process. Right now, we just need to get the facts straight. And speaking of serious, right now there seems to be a serious problem when it comes to the southern border. And just like before, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have decided to play the don't do anything about it game. This has been the game throughout the entirety of the Joe Biden administration. The only real resistance that these migrants have had is Kamala Harris going down there and saying, do not come. And the migrants' response was,
I'm gonna come.
So all of these different southern states have had to fend for themselves. Remember when the southern border was the president's responsibility? Remember when the left was claiming that immigrants that were caught by ICE were drinking toilet water, which was a lie? Then they claimed that there were little children in cages at the border. Just when Trump was around, Obama never put kids in cages, and apparently those cages disappeared when Joe Biden came into office too. Along with that, the left claimed that the southern border was a literal concentration camp, and Trump was killing people in those borders. Remember when AOC went down to the southern border and started taking pictures in front of a parking lot, claiming that it was the southern border, and the Democrats ran on this, claiming that they were going to come into office and they were going to be calmer on the border, and more states were going to be sanctuary cities. Well, now all of that is coming back to bite the left right in the butt. This immigration crisis starts at the Texas border, as according to CBS News, Border Patrol agents have apprehended roughly 140,000 migrants without authorization in the first 20 days of September. That is an average of 6,900 a day, which is a 60% increase from 4,300 in July. That is a lot of people that are crossing the border, and we don't know where to put all these different people, and it is hurting these southern states and cities like Eagle Pass, Texas, as this city has been hit with the brunt of these immigrants coming into their city, as this city had to declare a state of emergency because they first apprehended 4,000 immigrants at one time. Then, the week before, the mayor said that a separate group of 2,500 people were coming across the border into the city, and another week, another 7,200 immigrants were crossing the border into this small city of Eagle Pass, Texas. Once again, according to the mayor, many of these migrants that are coming over are young, middle-aged men that don't like to listen, and they have overrun a migrant center called Mission Border Hope, which is the only migrant shelter in the city. Sometimes these men won't even listen and they will just leave the facility because they think they can do whatever they want. Now, Eagle Pass has a population of 29,000 people. Now imagine adding close to 50% of that population to the regular population. The city government can't handle that. There are no resources for the people that are coming in, and it is hurting this city. Along with Eagle Pass, Texas, there was another situation that was happening in El Paso, Texas, as police officers had to halt cargo operations so those officers could help Border Patrol with the influx of immigrants that are coming into this country. This is how bad it's getting. There are thousands of people trying to get into this country, and the question is why? Why are they coming here? Well, there are some theories. Some are starting to blame the cartels, as they believe that the cartels are telling people to go to the border so then drug smugglers can get in easier because the guards are too overworked to check on the people with drugs because there's so many people. Another reason is political, as Venezuela is going through yet another political crisis. So all these people are coming to escape that political situation. The problem is that there are real people that are trying to get into this country for the right reason. They want a better life. They want to get a job and help their family. I have known many people that have done this process the right way. But what are we supposed to do when there are literally thousands of people riding on a train to get to the southern border? Well, Republicans and Republican states have had ideas in the past and also today. You know that Trump wanted to build a wall at the southern border. If this wall actually happened, it could have given border guards more time to process all of these different people that were coming into this country. Now, some of that wall was built by Trump, and it was helpful, but it wasn't like what Trump promised. He didn't get all of it done. And now, all of the border wall stuff is being sold off by the Joe Biden administration. Along with that, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has had some ideas of his own to try and keep his border safe, and also the people coming over safe as well. As for many years, people have tried to cross into America via the Rio Grande River. This has led to many people, including ICE officers that were trying to rescue different migrants in the water, to tragically pass away. So to prevent this, the Texas government decided to put buoys out in the water. These buoys would be hard to climb on, so when people got there, they would have to turn around. These buoys caused a lot of backlash, and the Joe Biden administration decided to sue the state to remove the buoys. This led to a legal case where a judge ordered Texas to move a line of buoys because they illegally disrupted navigation and were installed without the permission of the U.S. Army Corps. Along with that, another southern state of Arizona tried to fix this situation on their own, as Governor Doug Ducey tried to build his own wall by using shipping containers, as Ducey was tired of waiting for the Biden administration dragging his feet, so he decided to do something himself. However, just like the buoys, the Department of Homeland Security came knocking and told the state of Arizona that putting the shipping containers up in certain places were seen as trespassing, which led to the government claiming that Arizona had to remove those shipping containers. The last option that all of these different Republican governors have had is to put all these different immigrants on an airplane and send them to a blue state, maybe a sanctuary city, like, for example, New York. The mayor there claimed that the city was a sanctuary city, so I'm sure they could handle a couple thousand of people, right? Well, not so much, as these different sanctuary cities and states are eating their own words. As now Eric Adams, the mayor of New York, is claiming that these different immigrants will destroy New York City. As he said in a statement, "Let me tell you something, New Yorkers. I don't see an ending to this. This issue will destroy New York City. It's going to come to your neighborhoods. All of us are going to be impacted by this. I said it last year when we had 15,000 migrants. I'm telling you now with 110,000. The city we knew, we're about to lose." So all of the Democratic nonsense of give us your tired, your poor, Statue of Liberty stuff was all a game. Now they know how the southern states feel. However, just like these Republican states had ideas to fix this migration problem, New York City has a few ideas of how to fix their immigration problems as well. And one of those solutions is to throw money at the problem and see if it will just go away. I mean, it hasn't worked before, but let's see if it'll work this time. As there is a shocking video of AOC, who was speaking in front of a large crowd talking about how Eric Adams isn't showing leadership through this crisis, and how we need to give these different immigrants job visas and to increase federal funds to fix this crisis. However, there's a problem with this video. Let's see if you can figure it out.
Ultimately, I think that there are 3 points of consensus here that are very important in getting a solution to this issue. Increase federal resources to cities and municipalities dealing with this issue. The second is to allow for work authorizations so that the folks in here can get to work and start supporting themselves as soon as possible. They are prevented from getting jobs, they are prevented from employment, and that is part of the strain on our public systems. The faster that folks can access the work that they're asking for legally, the better we can solve this problem.
Now, I will stress that at this moment, AOC is speaking in front of a hotel that is holding migrants inside it. The city of New York is paying $35 million for two of these different migrant hotels. She is also speaking in liberal New York City, and there are people shouting at AOC to close down the border and to send the immigrants back to where they came from. You can tell that even people on the left are absolutely sick and tired of this problem. They are sick and tired of their hard-earned money going to these immigrants. Some of these people are good people that just want to work and move on with their lives. However, other people that come over could be criminals that can cause trouble in the city. The city is running out of resources to provide for these people, so the mayor is starting to cut funding to different agencies like the police, which is a worse idea than throwing money at the problem. And what is Joe Biden doing about this situation in New York? Well, he's taking the AOC approach and gave thousands of work visas to illegal immigrants in New York City. As the Joe Biden administration has promised, 50 staffers will come to New York and process employee permits for 10,000 immigrants. This caused New York City to absolutely panic because it means that these immigrants are going to be in New York City longer than expected. And this is a long process that will once again take up city resources. Along with that, the Joe Biden administration has come out using Karim Jean-Pierre to assure AOC and the rest of America that Joe Biden is the best man for the job when it comes to the border. As she said in a statement, "The president has done more to secure the border and to deal with this issue of immigration than anybody else. He really has." Then she continued by saying, "Look, the president has done what he can from here, from the federal government, from the White House, to put forth and manage our border in a safe and humane way to respect the dignity of every human, as he says all the time, and make sure that our communities are safe." Now, to tell you the truth, I don't believe this for a second. Ever since Joe Biden has stepped into the White House, the border has been nothing but total chaos. When Joe Biden was elected, there were people at the southern border wearing "Biden let us in" shirts. And the thing is, both Democrats and Republicans have plans to fix this issue, But something has to be done or we aren't going to have a country anymore. I am tired of the Joe Biden administration not taking this problem seriously. Because right now, their border guards are dealing with human lives. Once again, some of these people really need our help, and we need to make sure that those people are getting in the right legal way. And the bad criminals and drug smugglers need to stay out. Maybe, I'm just saying, that Trump was right and we do need to build a wall. But something has to be done to prevent cities from being overrun and resources to be taken out. We can't live like this anymore. And with that, I just want to thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Dockery Docket. And until next time, like my mom always says, be good, be kind, be loving, goodbye.